Religion in society. Religion for the Greeks wasn't a sphere apart. It was very much a part of everyday life. Before a meal, it was normal to pour a libation of wine for the gods and perhaps to burn a little food for them. Houses contained a small shrine of Zeus of property. Many had images of Apollo and Hermes outside the front door. Important changes in life were accompanied by ritual. When a male Athenian was born, his father brought a sacrifice to a kind of hereditary club known as phratry. If the other members of the phratry accepted that the boy was legitimate, they ate of the sacrifice. But if they disagreed, they could protest by leading the animal away from the altar before it was sacrificed. If that happened, the child would probably lose citizen rights. So here it was a ritual act that determined the child's place in society. There were rites performed before marriage and before and after giving birth. If a new slave was bought, he or she had to be introduced to the house's hearth, who was also a goddess, Hestia. Most of the entertainments available to Greeks were part of, or at least attached to, religious rites. The Olympic Games were celebrated in honour of Zeus of Olympia, as were the other athletic festivals for other gods. Tragedies and comedies were performed at the festival of the god Dionysus. The sport and the art were preceded and accompanied by processions and sacrifices in honour of the gods. This doesn't mean that the spectators at the games or plays viewed the spectacle in a different spirit from what we would today. The Greek gods weren't killjoys. One was allowed to have fun at their festivals. Indeed, festivals were the occasions where one did have fun. There were lovely processions to watch, like the one shown on the Parthenon frieze. There was always a lot to eat. In particular, they were an occasion for eating the meat of the many sacrifices to the gods. The diet of the Greeks, poor Greeks at any rate, was mainly vegetarian, and festivals were the big exception. A central way in which religion wasn't set apart is that there was no church in the sense of a body in charge of religious matters distinct from the state. The decision eventually to admit women priests in the Church of England was taken by the General Synod. That's to say, a body recruited from within the church and not from the public at large. By contrast, decisions about priesthoods and all other religious affairs in Greece were taken by the same bodies that took decisions about ordinary secular matters. But in Greece, the issue of women priests never came up for discussion. They had always been taken for granted. At Athens, the agenda for certain meetings of the assembly was divided between sacred and non-sacred matters. Anything concerning the gods, even something as important as whether to admit a new god to the city, came under sacred matters. The agenda was divided, but the same people, ordinary citizens, voted on both parts. And the bodies within which an individual's religious life was conducted were mostly the same as those through which he was involved in the life of the state more generally. So at Athens, a citizen attended sacrifices organised by the city, by his local community, called Deme, and by the tribe within which he served in the army. There was no separate body responsible for organising religious life. The most important women's festival was also run through the Demis. This is why scholars often speak of Greek religion as polis religion, polis being the Greek for city. It doesn't mean that there was no scope for individual religious activity. Individuals could go to the public shrines to make offerings on their own behalf. What it does mean is that there was no organising authority other than the city and its subdivisions. There were many priests and priestesses, but their function was to look after the sanctuary they served and the rites performed within it. They didn't shape policy. Religion also had an important place in everyday decision-making. There was an oracle of Zeus in northwest Greece, at which inquirers wrote down their questions on lead tablets. Thousands survive and reveal the very practical problems that Greeks asked the gods about. Should I marry this or that woman? Will my wife have children? Should I go to sea? Should I keep my sheep?